الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلوات الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فبشر عباد الذين يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه أولئك الذين هداهم الله وأولئك هم أولو الألباب. صدق الله العظيم. My most respected elders, learned ones, brothers in Islam, all praises for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the bounties that He has showered upon us. This day of Jumu'ah and gathering for this day is one of the greatest bounties. May Allah ta'ala give us recognition of these bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent each one of us into this world. Like how the parent sends the child to school, the parent has some expectations from the child. The boss sends his employee out, then go and get certain work done. So he also has some expectations. In other words, you have been sent with an objective. If a person goes to an institution, wherever he goes to look for a job, he is given a job, and the objective is not made clear in front of him, then this person will move aimlessly. He won't know what to do with his life. This person will end up in depression, confusion, stress. So that is in the worldly sphere. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us into this world also. And when we are living in this world, what is the objective? Why has Allah sent me into this world? If a person does not understand this, then in this world also, he will live an aimless life. Allah ta'ala explains about that life. إِنَّمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا لَعِبُ وَلَهُ وَزِينَةٌ وَتَفَاخُرٌ بَيْنَكُمْ وَتَكَاثُرٌ فِي الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأُولَادِ كمثل غيث أعجب الكفار نباته ثم يهيج فتراه مصفرا ثم يكون حطاما وفي الآخرة عذاب شديد ومغفرة من الله ورضوان وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it very very clear that the person who does not have the objective that Allah has put in front of him in front, then this is his life. إنما الحياة الدنيا لعب. The first stage, Allah Ta'ala says that the life of this world is just a play. The baby comes into this world and he knows how to play. So a person does not have direction, that small child also is not, his tarbiyat is not made. This is the beginning of the school year. Let us make intention that we will send our children to the best institution to get the nur that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has brought into this world. So anyway, if there is no objective and there is only play, lahun, la'ibun, his time will just go in playing, he'll achieve nothing. In those years where the mind is so sharp, the mind is so fresh, it can understand Tawheed to the purest levels. The child will understand. We hear the story of Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi alayh, how his mother trained him, that when you have to ask for your needs, then ask only from Allah. You must have heard the story. We don't want to go into the story, but eventually, the lesson was so deeply embedded in the child that the mother trained the child that whenever you need your lunch, then go to a certain place and make salah, and thereafter